Back in KMC Sports Zone on a Wednesday night as we recap and preview more of our coverage area basketball coaches. Beckman Catholic head coach Michael Maloney joins me now as the Blazers starting off 1-1 with two games last week. They came on Thursday and Saturday as we start with that opener at home in Dyersville on Thursday night. Coach Wilton came to town, and sometimes nights you just don't have it shooting-wise, and unfortunately, that bit you on Thursday night as Wilton came out with that 62-44 win.
Yeah, you know, as a coach, you what we preach here all the time is if your offense isn't on, your defense has to be. And unfortunately, the story of the game was offense wasn't on and defense wasn't on. You know, we shoot 30.8%, they shoot 56.1%. You know, mentally we weren't in it because we weren't making shots, and I thought mentally we let other factors affect us throughout the game, and that's just not acceptable. So unfortunately, the offense, defense, and mental side of the game weren't in our favor, and that's why you get beat the way we did. You know, to the guys' credit, we never did give up, even though it was 16-17 point game at half. We had it down to, I think, 7. Wide open 3-point shot for Tavion. Unfortunately, back rimmed it, and they got a run out and one layup. So it's just kind of one of those nights. Steps slow to every 50-50 ball. Steph didn't want to go in here at home. We had a really good crowd, really energetic, and unfortunately we kind of laid a dud, but there's a lot of positives to look from these kind of games, being your first game of the year, and we've already proven that we can shoot the ball a little bit better. Obviously, the Western Dubuque game was what we're capable of, and we just need to find a way to get back to that. And so give Wilton the credit, though. They got a talented team. Earlier in the week, they did not play up to their abilities, and they came out and proved it on last Thursday.
And you've seen from this team last year in the summer in that Western Dubuque scrimmage and in practice that this is a very good shooting team, one of the best you've had at Beckman Catholic. So not letting it get mental in their heads is the easier said than done chore for you. They've just got to continue to do what they've done before, go through their process, their routine, especially when shooting free throws, and just flush these last couple of games, that one game against Wilton and a little struggles against Northland shooting-wise. But you just got to move on and try to go back to what you're used to.
Yeah, you know, we're saying it to 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds, and it's coming from us, all us old guys, including you, John, have some experience and knowing it's really not that big a deal in life. Your talent will weigh out, but now they're going to get it. It just takes a little bit of time. We just need to get back, and they're going to fall in one of these games, and, you know, someone, unfortunately, is going to be on the other side of it. You know, I'm trying to practice. We're going to talk a lot about Drew's year. You know, Drew, unfortunately, was a better shooter than his percentage showed throughout the stats, and fortunately, for us at the playoff time, he really hit. You know, he shot, I think, 45% from three the last three games of the year when we really needed him to step up. Inamosa at Monticello and against Cascade in the playoffs. So it's in there. You just have to trust it. Let's not wait till February to have it happen. But we guys got to keep putting the shots up that are good shots for our team.
Better offensively of getting to the rim and finishing and against North Lynn, and your defense was better on Saturday, holding the Lynx to just 26 points while you scored 57 to get your first win of the season.
Yeah, you know, North Lynn's got some new guys. You know, a lot of people might say, oh, is North Lynn down or is North Lynn this? I think they still got a really talented ball club. I think a lot of that was us taking a little aggression with our experience back. You know, a pretty tough practice ran by Coach Cusick on Friday to be better defensively, so some of the shooting woes could have been a little tired, just a little bit of tired legs. But you got to credit our defense, the intensity that we played with, the effort we played with, the 50-50 balls we got, the physicality. That's what we're made of. That's what we got to have every night. We can shoot 30% and win with this team if we're going to play defense like that. And, you know, hopefully we're shooting up by 50 like we were. A lot of that's because of turnovers that we forced and, you know, an inexperienced Lynx team, and we pounced all over them. And, I think they're, like I said, they're better than what that result was for them. They only had 16 points with, you know, 2.5, 3 minutes to go, I think it was. So really credit to our guys taking them out of the game. And, you know, they sensed the blood in the water, and we jumped all over them.
Indeed, and last night expected to play Albertette. Mother Nature had other ideas as postponed. Makeup date to be determined on that one. So you'll have Comanche coming up Friday night, and then Maquoketa Valley, both as Mother Nature willing, of course. Another chance of some snow. We'll see what happens on Saturday afternoon at Delhi. Looking forward to seeing your team, hopefully for the first time. But you start with Comanche on Friday night. What do you know about the Storm?
You know, they got a new coach. I think they'll play with a lot more intensity. Their home games look to be pretty pretty lively again. Like I said, they don't have a ton of experience, so we're going to have to go in there as a mature team, a team ready to get after them defensively and make their life difficult. They're really big down low, and so we're going to have to use our quickness. And then you know, it's the farthest road game away. You're on the other side of Clinton, and then we're probably not going to start till about 8 p.m. or later, and we got to get our butts back here. We got to get to bed. We got to get right back up, and we're going to play a really, really talented Maquoketa Valley team that we know is going to want to beat us. You know, they're not playing Friday night. They're taking it off, playing it Thursday. So we know what we're going to be entailed for. They're going to be full guns, ready to go to beat us, and they've earned all the press they've gotten. So we're going to have to play really, really well over there, and it's going to be fun to see that rivalry pick back up again.
Indeed. Hopefully we get to see that. Indeed, we'll have coverage from KMC Sports video stream on Saturday afternoon from Delhi. Coach, we'll see you then. Thanks for your time. As always, good luck until then.
Thanks, John. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Michael Maloney, head coach of the Beckman Catholic Blazers here on the program. The KMCH Sports Zone rolls on after this from Mix 94.7.